Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern, custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another edition of Mateo's Hoop Diary. We're catching up with the Denver Nuggets again, and on the last show, I predicted they would go 3-0 in their road trip to New Orleans and then back-to-back games in Memphis. I was unaware that news would come out shortly that Nikola Jokic would start missing games with personal reasons, but congratulations to he and his wife, Natalia. She just gave birth to a baby boy. This is a very exciting time for he and his family. Coincidentally, when he missed his first game during that time, his older brother, Strahinja, was in Denver criminal court for the third-degree assault case that stems from an incident in April when the Los Angeles Lakers came to town. There is no alleged here. He was caught clearly on tape physically punching a fan at the game. You have to remember, Strahinja is 287 pounds and 6'9", and this person, this victim, appears to be of normal size. He was in court for a plea and setting hearing, but his attorney, Abraham Hutt, asked for more time so he can negotiate with the city attorney. So now the plea and setting hearing is set for January 6th. Now, transitioning to the team. Aaron Gordon is still out indefinitely with a calf strain. This is a very serious, calf injuries are serious in nature because of they're connected to the Achilles tendon. And if you come back too early, you can tear the Achilles. That's what happened to Kevin Durant at the end of his Golden State Warriors run. Now, he, speaking of Gordon, is one of the best players on the Nuggets. He's the top three player on the team. He's versatile on offense because he's a security blanket in the dunker spot, always available for lobs. Also, the team's best option as a backup center, so to give Jokic a break, and he allows them to still maintain their speed. And defensively, he's very sharp in the back line and can do some things on the perimeter. Eventually, he'll be back, but no word on that. But in the games that Jokic missed, the team went 1-3, one out of those three games. And in the first two, they couldn't even generate 100 points, which is kind of embarrassing for today's standards. And they weren't hitting perimeter shots. They couldn't create the same overreactions without their V12 engine Joker. He's the guy who creates, all of that stuff from the elbow down. You need to send help at him. Without him, the Denver Nuggets were, struggling to score as often more often in single coverage. And, they weren't sharp on either side in those games. But in the last one in Memphis, credit to them, they were much better in all of those categories. And, that's good on them. Now, Joker came back over the weekend on Friday. The Dallas Mavericks came into town without Luka Doncic, who is one of the, top three, five best players in the world. Nonetheless, it was Kyrie Irving and a bunch of high-level role players. This was a close game late, and the Dallas Mavericks were mentally stronger and physically nastier. Jamal Murray got exposed on defense in the half court. He was scored on three possessions, and there was also one in the open court where he gave up. He needed to be better on defense, and it was a very great night, wasted by a great night of the Joker, wasted. And Coach Michael Malone, deserves some blame in this regard. Christian Brown was having a great night. He was on the bench late while Jamal Murray was on the floor, and that's terrible. Jamal was not playing well in that game, and it just looks like he was being loyal to one of his old guys. Now, the next night, They were in a close game up until the first half with the Los Angeles Lakers at the Crypt in Los Angeles. And then they blasted them in the second half. And the Denver Nuggets looked strong in that game. It was certainly, encouraging, heading into, their upcoming stuff. But comically, Michael Malone broke Denver Nuggets coach Doug Moe's record for most wins in franchise history. Doug Moe has a banner hanging at Ball Arena with the number 432 crediting his coaching wins with Denver. Michael Malone is now the top guy in that regard, but it's just kind of funny how it happened against the Lakers because of the rivalry that stems from the 1980s with these teams. The Lakers were just so much stronger, having teams with Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Worthy just denying the Denver Nuggets from, the promised land. But, now we're getting into what happened tonight against the New York Knicks. We got to start calling this the Monday Night Massacre here in Denver, or anywhere across the league if you're listening, because the New York Knicks in the previous game a couple nights ago, they had a 15-16 point loss against the Utah Jazz, which is it was probably worse than what the scoreboard shows. Are one of the worst teams in the league this year because they are doing a little bit of a soft they're doing a soft tank, and they
Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Nuggets were not prepared for that team, and OG Anunoby of the Knicks had probably a career night, definitely a season high with 40 points. He was merciless in the half court, killing them on cuts and on deep shots off the catch, and in the open court, just tearing them apart for dunks. Karl Anthony Towns was also very good on rim rolls and hitting deep shots, and Jalen Brunson, nobody could mess with him on the dribble. The New York Knicks scored 76 points in the first half. Michael Malone looked like he wanted someone to knock him out. And at the end of this game, it ended 145 points to 118 in favor of the New York Knicks. This is the most digits the Denver Nuggets have given up all season, and they did it at home. It was an embarrassing effort, and they quit. Jamal Murray, after the game, was talking about how, effort and defense was the big deal in this game. And, I concur. They laid down, and, the second half, they just were not the physically nastier team. They weren't, mentally sharp with what was last seen in the second half against the Los Angeles Lakers. That team, just looked foreign to what was going on, right now. But, it's very disconcerting because the Nuggets, have shown an ability to take a step forward, or, going back, a little further, when they won 5 games in a row, they were, really starting to cook with gas, but, they can, take a step forward and then immediately a step back. Tonight, the story really is effort and defense, and, this team right now is very far away from being a championship team, and right now, the priority has to be doing everything you can to stay out of the play-in, you know, sixth seed and above. And when you're looking at what lies ahead for this team, you look at the schedule. They have a couple of tune-ups in their first five, but four of their next five are on the road. You go to at Utah. They should be able to win this game again because, you know, the soft tank, but you can't blow it. You got to still come prepared. Then they're going to go to the Clippers' house in LA. This could be a tougher game than expected because the Clippers are a very good defensive team. Jeff Van Gundy, one of the assistants on the squad, is really like the de facto defensive coordinator. Because of him, I see that the Los Angeles Clippers, you know, bite less than other teams on the perimeter, you know, when I watch them, and that helps you not get broken down on the dribble as often. And, you know, they can be a very sneaky team on this road trip. Then they come back to play the Golden State Warriors. They are one of the top teams in the league. You know, guarding all of that motion will not be easy. You know, just guarding Stephen Curry off the ball is just a nightmare because when he doesn't have the ball, you can't double him. You have to probably, as soon as he receives the ball on the handoff, blitz him immediately or do a hard show. After that, they're going to Cleveland. The Cavaliers have been the top team in the league this year. They're at 17-1. And why they're so problematic right now for the Denver Nuggets is because they have mobile size, you know, mobile versatile size on offense and defense, considering how Mobley and Allen are both lob threats. You know, they could also, you know, pass the ball at a high level, and defensively they're interchangeable at the perimeter and the interior. Now, after that, they're going to the nation's capital to see one of the worst teams in the league, the Wizards. They need that game. You know, when you're looking at all of this, you know, they could go 4-1, but I'm not expecting it just because the Denver Nuggets haven't been completely there this year. So in this next stretch of five games, I have them going 3-2. Perhaps we'll be shocked. We'll all be shocked. Maybe Jamal Murray will start kicking it into high gear. Historically, he does, you know, play better when he's after November, but it's just, you know, it is hard to ignore what we've seen in previous games. Although he did look, you know, a little bit sharper in the first half offensively, despite, you know, the struggles, you know, defensively for the Nuggets in the last game against the Knicks. But, you know, it ain't all Jamal Murray. I know I've harped on him, and the reason I do that is because he's held to such a high standard. You know, they need more out of everybody. This was it was probably Christian Brown's worst game of the season. He missed too many open looks early, especially at close range, and that's not him. He is one of the team's best players, and, you know, they need more out of him. They need Michael Porter Jr. to not, you know, recklessly close out and to bite on pump fakes. He is someone who needs to be able to use his length more efficiently on defense as a helper. So the Denver Nuggets, they need more out of everybody, and especially the bench early in the games, so they don't get out of hand and, you know, put the Nuggets in a compromising position. So thank you for listening, everybody.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.